Hi there. The word for you today is vitamins for spiritual health. 2 Samuel 20 verse 9 reads, "Are you in health, my brother?" Here's a third spiritual vitamin to keep you healthy. Are you ready? Never allow life's disappointments to make you cynical. If you live long enough, people will disappoint you, including your own family. Even spiritual leaders will let you down. In 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 18, Paul wrote, "We wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." Did you think Satan was just going to send you a congratulatory telegram because you decided to serve the Lord? Not a chance. The walk of faith is one of delight and difficulty. And when you signed up for the first, you also signed on for the second. Paul was on a 16-month missionary journey, one that was filled with miracles and church building, but he ended up in prison on trumped-up charges and was left to rot there. So how did the apostle respond to this? He writes, Philippians 4 verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." You say, "Bob, how can somebody rejoice in prison?" I'll tell you how. When you see your disappointment as God's appointment, you start to understand its purpose. You see, Paul had books to write that would change the world, so God needed to get him off the road. Listen to what he wrote from prison. Philippians 1 verse 2, reading from the New Living Translation. "I want you to know that everything that's happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ and because of my imprisonment. Most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear." Remarkable, isn't it? Hidden in some of your biggest disappointments, if you look, you'll find treasures of truth that literally transform your life and your future.